The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
Tonight we are looking at breaking free our atmosphere.
Now, we are
still continuing with the atmosphere. But tonight we are looking at it from Numbers chapter 22. Numbers chapter 22. We'll be looking at from verse 1 to 6. And Numbers chapter 23.
Verse
21 and
23.
Numbers 22.
Verse
1 to
6.
And then Numbers
23.
Verse 21 and 23. I read from the King James Version. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab, on this side Jordan by Jericho. Verse 2. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Tell yourself, this month,
actually, I want to say,
this
me,
month,
me,
people will be afraid of me.
People
will be afraid of
me.
Just the mention of my name
will
send shivers down the spine of people.
Hallelujah.
So in verse 3, the Bible says, and Moab was so afraid of the people. If you pick another version, verse 3, it says, and Moab was exceedingly afraid. That is the New King James. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people. Then verse 4. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. Verse 5, he sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Petor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Amen. Verse 6, now come therefore. If you have your Bible here, you can underline some things in verse 6. Now come, therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. Curse me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. I read from the New King James Version, the verse 6. It says, therefore, please come at once. Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. This month, you'll be mighty for some people.
Amen.
This month, you'll be mighty for some people.
Amen.
He said, they are too what? Mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. Let's jump to Numbers 23, verse 21 and 23. But before we get to verse 21, let's look at verse 1 of 23, verse 1. It said, then Balaam said to Balak, build me 7 altars here
and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me. Build me 7 altars, prepare 7 bulls and what? 7 oxen and what? 7 rams. 7, 7, 7. Build me 7 altars, 7 oxen, 7 rams.
Asisi aforimuka en song any chain song in your teen song.
Then Numbers chapter 23, verse 21 and 23.
You know,
that one I'll pick it from the crossword version. He says, he has not beheld misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, and the shout of a king is among them. Verse 23, no spell can curse the descendants of Jacob. No magic can harm the people of Israel. Now it will be said of Jacob and Israel, see what God has done. See what God has done. See what God has done. This month, after they have done all and they have not succeeded, they themselves will conclude, see what God has done. After they have done all and they have not succeeded, they will come to a conclusion, see what the Lord has done. Last week, Monday, whilst we were having pod bean, then the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture.
We have
used it to pray some time past. Unfortunately, I didn't even write it.
So
I couldn't go through any book to pick it again. So I had to wait and listen to what was coming. I know someone will say, I don't like writing. Yes, but sometimes I write, sometimes I do not write. And this was what the Holy Spirit told me. Atmosphere in our days can simply be likened to the network we operate in. Because today we use mobile phones a lot. The Holy Ghost was giving me that when we talk of atmosphere, let's just think about what?
Mobile phone network.
When your network is jammed, there is no reception. That is why formerly when the network started coming, you could go to some areas and people would climb trees before they can get what? Reception.
So
the Holy Ghost gave me 3 types of network. The first network is called self-created network. Self-created network. So you can create an atmosphere for yourself by using the words we speak. So as we dealt with atmospheres last week, when we started with it last week, one of the things that our daddy pronounced was that, remember that you are in a new atmosphere, therefore change the way you would speak. So sometimes you will not see it, but you have to make sure you are still speaking to create it. Because you are the first person who can create an atmosphere for yourself. Because God is a spirit. And you are also a spirit being. And if God spoke and the world came to being, that means that when you speak, things come to being. So what are the things you are saying?
What are you talking about?
Then
have you changed the way you are talking?
Now,
that is why I told you, look for seven people and tell them we are in a new month. Because as you see, we are in a new month and you recognize we are a new month, that means that we have to do new things. We have to speak a new language for the new month. And therefore, in this month, our language is that our atmosphere is changing. Our atmosphere has changed. Our atmosphere has improved. So whatever happened, my atmosphere has changed. Can I hear you say, my atmosphere has changed?
My atmosphere has changed.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost gave me the second one, generational or family created. That is the ancestry. Generational or family created. That is the ancestry. That one you have no, you did not create it. It was created for you. So last week you saw that most of our prayers centered on what? Generational and ancestry. Some networks that have been created for us, some atmosphere that has been set for us. That you just came in. And last week that was what we were dealing with. And the third one, which we are using that scripture, is a purchase network. That is a contract network. That is where somebody contracts a network for you. And tonight that is what we are dealing with. Somebody creates an atmosphere for you.
So in
the passage above, or somebody hacks into your network. When we are talking of network, let's use the terminology. So somebody hacks into your network. So you pick the line, you were calling somebody, but you realize that the voice is not that person. But you know you dial the
number.
Your network has been what? Hacked into. So you are using, let's say, Vodafone, but you call somebody on MTN and somebody using Airtel picked it.
I said, oh, Vodafone, now, offer will be MTN, now, will be okay to Airtel, no offer.
Say, ah, how?
That will be someone say, about
I am saying, calling this person.
Me friend,
so we say the network is jammed or somebody has hacked into
and
your network.
And I said, yeah, I can't boom. And I said, so the media, I've been showing you no more.
In the passage above, Balaam was contracted to hack into the atmosphere of Israel.
So Israel for
to change the atmosphere of Israel.
So Israel for
so from Numbers 22, from verse 1 to 6 that we read, it says that some people have come. And in verse 3, Moab said, we are exceedingly afraid. Of the people because they are many.
And I'm saying,
so they go to contract who? Balaam. And what is Balaam supposed to do?
Then
Bible says, therefore, please come at once.
I say, bra, intent them.
Curse these people for me. For they are too mighty for me. There is a group of people who are around us who use that method a lot. If I'm fighting you and I can't beat you, I go and call somebody, I pay him to come and fight. And we know it is normal here. So in that same scenario, we saw that Balaam was contracted to change the atmosphere of what? Israel. Because if Balaam can change the atmosphere of Israel, then Moab can prevail. So we may change our generational atmosphere.
We may create
the way we are speaking.
And I say, and I'm saying,
if somebody hacks into your atmosphere,
or
somebody contracts somebody against you,
and
you are not aware,
then
things will be tough. Things will be coming down. But that is not what you are looking at. It is because somebody has contracted somebody against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for those of you in the market, that is what is prevailing there. Why are they buying this person's wares too much? And I am not going so that I will do something for my things to be bought. I will rather do a projection against her so that from that day nobody buys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Balaam was contracted, in chapter 23, verse 1. He said, build for me how many altars? Seven. With seven oxen. With seven rams. Why the number seven? The number seven means complete. So I am coming to complete the assignment. I have to finish them. I have to complete the task. And therefore, I need 7, 7, 7.
Me here in song, in
song, I need 7 altars to speak against them.
Me here,
I need 7 altars on the altar to raise against them. But tonight, whoever has raised an altar against you, whoever has gone to pay money to raise altar against you, tonight we will
change
that altar. As they get to that altar, the altar will tell them that minus you. Because your atmosphere is already changed. And therefore, when they enter into that atmosphere, they cannot operate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we get to verse 21 of Numbers 23, four things that Balaam was contracted to do against
Israel.
Remember, Balaam's title is whoever he cares is cursed. Whoever he blesses is what? Blessed.
Ni abodi bakwada ne so ni se obi bia ono obedomino no ya domino dada obi bi obeshira no so ye shira no.
That tells you that Balaam is a high ranking person.
That just say oyo bi a okrompa okitetumi ye.
He did not hire a cheap man.
Na ye obi oyɛ fokra.
He hired a high ranking person.
Oyo bi wo suru ye.
The first thing he was supposed to do, verse 21.
Ni edi kai so ye ni se
using the God's word version, he says, he has not beheld misfortune in Jacob. The HCSB version says, he considers no disaster for Jacob. What is misfortune?
And then I'll say, yeah.
Misfortune is events that cause distressing results. So you are pushing, but things are not working.
I
and it gets to a time you get distressed. The second thing he was supposed to project. The same verse, please. Numbers 23, verse 21. In the HCSB version, the one you did. Look at it. He says, he sees no trouble for Israel. Tonight, I'll let you understand some things and then we'll pray. From this scripture, you will now know that misfortune can be bought for you.
Now,
so sometimes when you do things and they are not working, it is not by luck. It is not that you are not doing things well. But somebody has bought misfortune for you. So everything you do ends not well. And then this one says, He sees no trouble for Israel. That means that trouble can also be bought for you. Sometimes we look at our children and we say, you are a troublesome child. But sometimes they are not troublesome. And therefore, everything the child touches brings you trouble. Everything you touch brings you trouble. So that was what Balaam was supposed to do. It was to project misfortune.
And so on the say
he was to project trouble.
Then the Ohanso Emma.
Then in verse 23, he was to cast spells. He was to cast spells.
It's all kinds of money be go so.
And then the last one was he was to do magic against them.
That's all ye in Kunya ye be a tiamo.
But in verse 21. There is something there. And that is what we have been looking at from this last month, the breaker.
Now, when in the area, I'm saying you bubu for no.
In my version, it says, the Lord his God is with him. In this version, it says, the king is among them.
I see, oh, hinin ewo mutim.
The king, who is the king?
Why na yo hinin no?
The king is the breaker. And because the breaker was among them, when Balaam came and he threw misfortune,
it did not work.
When he threw trouble,
it did not
work. When he cast spells,
it did not work.
When he did his divination, magic, it did not work.
So
when he finished, he said, see what the Lord has done. Tonight, the breaker is in our midst. Tonight, the breaker is in our midst. And therefore, any trouble that is being cast, we are going to use the breaker to reverse that trouble. Any misfortune that has been projected, we will use the breaker to break that misfortune. Any spell that will be cast on us, we will never be hypnotized. Because the breaker is in our midst. And because the breaker is in our midst, when they bounce the ball, then the ball will do what? Will bounce back. Tonight, the balls will bounce back. Tonight, the balls will bounce back. Tonight, the balls will bounce back. Because the breaker is in our midst. The breaker is in our midst. The breaker is in our midst. Somebody rise up and begin to pray. Lift up your voice. Just begin to declare the blood. For the next 20 minutes, we have only these 4 points to pray on. For the next 20 minutes, we have only these 4 points to pray on. Declare the blood. Declare the blood. Just connect yourself with the blood.
Connect yourself with the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. Washed by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We declare 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 the blood. 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 We are redeemed by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are justified by the blood.
By the blood. Yes, so God, we are redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes, so God, the blood, the blood, the blood. Yes, so God, the blood, the blood, the blood,
the blood,
the blood, the blood, the blood,
the blood,
the blood. Yes, so God, we are qualified by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are washed by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
Yes, so God.
We are justified by the blood.
Yes, so God.
Cleansed by the blood.
Yes, so God. Cleansed by the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood.
We are sanctified by the blood.
We are justified by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
Yes, so God. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed by the blood.
We are redeemed. We are redeemed.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood. The blood, the blood,
by the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
we are redeemed by the blood,
we are redeemed
by the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood, the blood,
we are redeemed by the blood,
we are redeemed,
we are redeemed, we are redeemed,
the blood,
the blood, we are redeemed by the blood,
we are justified
by the blood,
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 yes, Lord.
Connect yourself to the blood. Connect yourself with the blood. Connect yourself with the blood. I am redeemed by the blood. I am purchased by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. This evening I will walk with the blood. This evening I will fight with the blood. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. I fight as a victor. I don't fight as a loser. Because of the blood of Jesus, I will not lose this battle. I will not lose this battle. I will not lose this battle. Because I am redeemed by the blood. I am
In Jesus' name, Amen. Numbers 23 verse 21. We are dealing with the four jobs that Balaam was supposed to do. Please, the King James Version. King James. The last point, he says, and the shout of a king is among what? Them. That means that the breaker was what? Shouting. Tonight, we are going to use the breaker to shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, any misfortune
Any misfortune
that has been contracted,
against my home, against my marriage, against my business,
to change my atmosphere. Beginning again. Let me explain the prayer so that you understand it better.
And
when we are praying, you pray. So the congregation, we are Israel. Balaam was contracted to cast all this fall upon us. So Balaam was up there casting it down. But when he was casting it down, he saw the king shouting in their midst. So when he cast down misfortune, the king will shout, "Come on, get out! Take the misfortune away!" So the misfortune does not land. And tonight, anything that has been cast, we will let the breaker shout so that it cannot land on you. Are you understanding the prayer? I saw some people's face. That's why I had to reverse and explain. So Balaam himself said the shout of the king is in the army. That is why the things I am doing is not able to work. So whatever he throws, then the king will shout, "Come on, take it away."
If you are,
so it does not land on Israel. That is why when he finished, he himself said, "See what the Lord has done." Tonight, everything they are throwing, and they are about to throw, we are setting the breaker in our midst. That the breaker will shout and return it. The breaker will shout and return it. Any misfortune. That has been contracted. Against me. Against my life. Against my business. Against my home. To change my atmosphere. As I clap my hands, let the breaker shout it away. Shout away misfortune. Shout it out. Every misfortune, we shout it out. Let the breaker shout away. Shout away, every misfortune that has been projected, that has been contracted,
Let the breaker shout it out. Katakaba. Shout away, shout away. Shout it out. 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 Every misfortune, we shout it out. Yes. Let the breaker shout it out. Katakaba. Reketakaba. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, akatakaba, reketeketekete, bakatakaba. Shout away every misfortune, misfortune. We shout it out, baba, baba, baba. Every misfortune has been told. We shout it out. Let them break us, shout it out. Shout away. Every misfortune. Shout away. Let the breaker shout it out. Misfortune in business, misfortune in marriage, misfortune in life. Shout it out. Yes, 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 yes. Shout it out, 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 shout it out. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, as we clap, let the breaker shout it out. Maso koto koto. Rakatakaba. Ayatakatakatakata. Riketeketeketeketakata. Risatakata. Atakata. Hey, kata. Rakapapapapa. Hey, takatakata. Masakata. Atakapapa. Reketekete. Asakatakapa. Maso koto. Makatakata. Hey, takakata. Shout it out! 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 Rakatakaba! Shout it out! Shout it out! Kakata! Oh, papa, 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 papa! In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So misfortune is to make sure that everything you do will not amount well.
Now, sir, I say no.
For those who sell, misfortune has been thrown unto you. The next thing that Balaam was supposed to do was to throw trouble. It is in this passage that I learned that trouble can be bought for you. So somebody can buy trouble for you. And then you think, every time I'm entering into trouble, it is not you who is entering. Somebody has bought it for you. Because the person is afraid of you. The person sees that you are progressing too much. So the way to stop that person is to buy trouble for him. A mechanic repaired a car. He had finished the car.
Now
we that was when we had started the 100 days, the second day.
Now Sabrina Bray before no.
I was driving the car less than 20 minutes. The same problem came again.
Oh Kashana Bessy Madu no. Now Ohana San Baby.
I could not come to church. I had to call him to come.
Went to me a master into your friend's umbra.
Where it stopped, I was standing there. When he came, around 7:30, he threw his torchlight. And he saw that his boy did not lock the water tank well.
And
therefore, the head gasket is gone off. The guy just put his hand on his head and said, Asemben Bium Nye. He saw that trouble has been bought for him. Because everything is zero. He had to start the repairs all over again, but this time with his own what? Money. Tonight, every trouble that will be bought for you, we will return it. Let the breaker return. Every trouble that has been bought, every trouble that has been bought, every trouble that has been bought, say any trouble,
any trouble
that has been contracted or purchased for me,
for
my life,
for
my destiny, for my home,
for my business, for my marriage,
tonight, as I clap my hands, let the breaker return it. Let the breaker return it. Every trouble return. Every trouble return. Any trouble that is supposed to turn my atmosphere, we return now. Return it now. Return it now. Clap and return. Clap and return. Clap and return. Return it. Return it. Return it. Masotete, Yapato Sete, Ayantarababa, Yapato Sete, anyone who has got trouble, who is buying trouble and selling trouble, it is time. We return it, we return it, we return it, we return it, we return it,
we return it, we return it,
we return it, we return it.
Hey!
Let the breaker return. 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 Roko toko to. Hashakata. Hey, tata tata.
My
Hakatosoto. Leketeketekete. Masukato. 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 Yay. Alonsodo. Return everything. Return everything. Kato soto. Hayatakata. Rekaba papa papa papa. Yay. Yakata. Return it. Return it. Return it now. Hey, anyone buying trouble? Anyone buying trouble? Anyone buying trouble? Anyone buying trouble? For me, for my home, for my marriage, for my ministry, tonight I return it. Kato soto. Tonight we return it. Let the breaker return.
Let the breaker return. My finances,
any type of trouble, any type of trouble, any type of trouble. Any type of trouble, Rako taka taka ta, Ika ba 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 ba, Rekete kete kete, Asota kaba, Ika ra ba ba, Rekete kete kete, Asota kaba, Akata ba ba ba, Ika ra ba 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 ba, Hey, Akato. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Listen, I'm for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we lie down quiet
and
behave like we won't act. But the day we rise up, some will run out. Sometimes I go to the house and for let's say 1 week, my children will be sick. This one will get sick, the next one will get sick. I will just be lying down. I won't mind them. And then they are sick, continuing sick. I said they are going on a race or a marathon in the house. This one is sick, this one is sick. Then, one day when I come, I'll just say, devil, you have done enough. The trouble you have brought here is enough. Now pack your things and go out.
Did that crowd no case obon sam or hana de abano?
And the moment I said pack your things and go out, sickness stop.
Now okay, since I never kwa na yare no.
Anybody who has been contracted to bring trouble
to reset your atmosphere. He is resetting your atmosphere with what? Trouble. Resetting your marriage with trouble. Resetting your business with trouble. Resetting your life with trouble. Tonight, as the king shouted, let the breaker shout and return it. 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 Tonight, any trouble you have brought to my house, any trouble you have brought to my life, any trouble you have brought to my business, any trouble you have brought to my destiny, any trouble you have brought to my marriage, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Tonight, let the breaker return every trouble. We return every trouble. We return every trouble. We return it. We return it. We return it. We return it. Hakabal Sata.
We return it.
Say the swan walking came one.
Amen.
Yes. And as we pray this prayer,
say about praying.
Anyone here
who
will go and contract that trouble to come, you carry it out.
Yes,
you carry it out. Amen. The church can no longer stand for trouble. The church can no longer accommodate that nonsense. You will take it out. And tonight we command you, don't dare bring it. Because you won't land here. Nonsense. We can't carry misfortune again.
Yet
we can't carry some troubles again. Enough of the troubles. Carry your trouble and go your way. Because there is a breaker who is backing me. This was two people. And the third one he was supposed to throw. He was now supposed to throw cast what spells. He was supposed to cast spells. Say tonight.
Tonight.
Anyone who has been sent. Who has been paid.
Who has been paid.
To cast spells.
To cast spells.
Upon my life.
Upon my life.
Upon my business.
Upon my business.
Upon my home.
Upon my
home. Upon my children.
Upon my children.
Tonight.
Tonight.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap
let the breaker.
Let the breaker.
Let the breaker.
Let the breaker.
Return the spell.
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 Return. Return. Every spell they have cast. Tonight we return it. We return it. Rakatakama. Return it.
Jesus, yes, retain everything, every spell. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say any magic,
any magic
that has been bought. That has been bought and paid for against my life, against my home, against my business, against my children, against everything I have. Tonight, as I clap my hands, let the breaker retain them. Let the breaker retain them. Let the breaker retain them. Yes. Retain, every magic that has been sent to you. Hey, Rakata,
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.